Blog Talk Radio.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us. Are you ready? It's time to tear down every plan of the enemy. Hallelujah! Because we are...
Well, good afternoon, and glory be to the God of all the wonderful, all the awesome, all the positive, and all the amazing blessings we have received this past week in Jesus' mighty name. Today is Monday. It is November the 16th, 2015. And my name is Senior Chaplain Shalia Griffith, your co-host, together with my anointed and amazing husband, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith, the host of our dynamic radio broadcast, Come Together for Change, which is sponsored by our God-ordained and appointed ministries, Men in Search of Change, and HWG Outreach Center for Change International. Now, our radio program entitled Come Together for Change is geared towards helping you make the necessary changes you need to accomplish your goals and God-given destiny throughout understanding the change process in order to be victorious in all that you do for God. Just know that God truly sits high and looks low and will take very good care of those who are obedient to his holy word. You agree? Did you know that no matter what you're facing in life today, realize that there is no better place for you to be than in the presence of our Almighty God? Amen. Everything you need is found in God. When you begin to worship him and call upon his name, he promises to be near you. And when God shows up on the scene, every enemy must flee. Friends, in our spiritual journey, the enemy has strategically placed all kinds of stumbling blocks in our path. When we make the Word of God our number one priority, it helps us to move forward with our eyes wide open. His words light our path and helps us to see clearly where we step. When we love his holy word, we keep our peace and avoid stumbling. Remember that the most important thing that you can do is take time to read our holy Bible every day and meditate on his word. Why? Because his word is life and strength to our body, and it will protect and direct our every step throughout our holy journey in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So today, if you have been fighting discouragement, worry, anxiety, cast those cares on the Lord. Come into his presence with singing and enter his courts with praise. Let him be a refuge for you and give you the strength you need to overcome every obstacle in Jesus' name. Now, before you grab your Bible, your pen, and your notepad, why don't you do something very special and bless the ones that mean the most to you by calling them up and let them know that Come Together for a Change is on the air in the blessed city of Las Vegas, Nevada. Let them know that they can dial 646-200-0578. We surely don't want them to miss this anointed word of God today. And if perhaps you are just turning in to our broadcast a little late or have missed any of our previous messages, you may simply go to Facebook under Hudson or Shalia Griffith. Or to hear our previous messages, you may go to our website at www.meninsearchofchange.com. Click on the topic, Come Together for Change. At that time, scroll down to the bottom of the page and then click on any day you wish to hear the entire broadcast. Our inspiration for this week, which is written by our amazing and gifted host, Senior Chaplain Hudson W. Griffith, and this is what he wrote. I have learned that some people are peace stealers. They feel like it's their calling in life to aggravate you. Is that any of you? Try to make you look bad and then tell you what you can't do. They'll try to bait you into an argument to get you upset, annoyed, and frustrated. But don't take the bait. Nothing is worth losing your peace over. They may think that they're getting the best of you, but in the end, God can use that to take you higher. When people come against you, choose to keep your peace. Choose to forgive. Pray for that person or people, because that's how you disarm the enemy against you. Scriptures say that the battle, your battle, isn't against flesh and blood. In other words, that person isn't your enemy. Accuser, Satan, is your enemy. He's trying to bring division and get you upset. But when you are overcoming his tactics, that's how to win. Today, choose peace, choose to walk in love, and choose the victory of God that has prepared for you. He wants us to live a life of rest and peace. Amen? Our topic for today is, are you using the power? Are you using the power? Our scriptures will come from St. Matthew, the 28th chapter, the 18th through the 20th verse, which I will read in a few minutes. But at this time, it gives me an honor and as well as a great pleasure to introduce to some and to present to others my husband, the anointed and gifted speaker of the hour, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffith.
Well, thank you very much, Shalia. It's a wonderful privilege for me to be here another afternoon and to let you know that Jesus died that we should live. He died that if we repent of our sins and believe on him, that we will have eternal life. Not only eternal life, but I want to speak to you this evening on the question, do you have the power? Because he arose from the grave, and he did tell us that he has the power, and that we can have this power that he arose from the grave with. I want us to look at St. Matthew's Gospel, chapter 28, and reading from verse 18 to 20.
Okay, that is, again, St. Matthew's, the 28th chapter, and we're reading from the 18th through the 20th verse. And it reads as follows. And Jesus came and spake unto them, saying, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. Go ye therefore and teach all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. And the 20th verse, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. Amen.
Praise God. Now, we see some important things in this in these verses. First, Jesus said, all power is given unto me in heaven and in earth. And if Jesus has all power, what power does the devil have? He can't have any, because the authority is vested in Jesus, in heaven and in earth. The next part we have to look at is that Jesus said, lo, I am with you how long? Always. Until the end of the earth. Always. Not sometimes, but always. Therefore, when you feel lonely, remember that Jesus is with you, because he said so in his word. When you feel discouraged, know that Jesus is with you how often? always. Therefore, if he's with you always, you don't have to be afraid. You don't have to look at the circumstances and let them get you worried. No, you just have to believe that Jesus is with you always. Isn't that a wonderful thing? That he has all power in heaven and in earth. He has power over the powers of darkness. He has powers over the devil. And he said, lo, I'm with you always. But he's given us something to do. And he said that you shall go and teach all nations whatsoever I have commanded you. And lo, I'm with you always. So we are commanded, once we are converted, to have this power to be able to go and teach people. Okay? We're going to look at St. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16. Mark's Gospel, chapter 16.
Mark, chapter 16 and verse 17. And it reads as follows. And these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name shall they cast out devils. They shall speak with new tongues. And should I read 18?
Yes.
They shall take up serpents, and if they drink any deadly thing, it shall not hurt them. They shall lay hands on the sick, and they shall recover.
Okay, praise God. When we hear another time, listen to those things that should happen. They shall take up supposition, and it shall not harm them. And also, when we look at the scripture, these things shall follow who? Them that believe. So them that believe have the authority as long as they are filled with the Holy Ghost. Because you can believe and still not have the power of the Holy Ghost because the demons believe. So we have to recognize that the power of the Holy Ghost is in you when you ask God to fill you with the Holy Spirit, or when you have repented of your sins. And therefore, these signs shall follow them that believe. The first sign of the believer is the ability to cast out demons. You will say, why is it that we need to cast out demons? Because all of us are born in sin and come under the control of the enemy. As a result, there are certain behavioral factors that demons control. In other words, you may have a bad temper, and that has been passed down to you through your genes because of your parents or your foreparents. That has been passed down to you. You may have a bad disposition. And that bad disposition could be passed down to you, and you will be able to demonstrate that as a behavioral pattern. Okay, there are some people who have got good behavior patterns, and these patterns have been passed down. But there are demons which control these bad patterns or these behavior patterns. And therefore, that's why Jesus said in the first step of a changed person, the first step or the first effort of a born-again believer filled with the Holy Ghost, they shall cast out devils. And ironically enough, the first person you need to cast the devil out of is your own self. Because when you see and recognize the behavior patterns in your own life, you need to get rid of them. You need to be able to call those demons out. And you need to be able to recognize that once you call those demons out, they are not going to reside in you any longer. Anger will not be there. Whatever the situation that you're faced with, it will not be there, because Jesus, as you call them out, he would have given you authority over them. Because you've got to understand what this authority, what this power is all about. Jesus said, in Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Jesus said, and you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon you. Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses unto me in Samaria and other parts of the world. Okay, now if Jesus said that you shall receive power, he said that all power is given unto him, all authority is given unto him. And now he said, but each one of us who are believers, who are born again, shall receive this power after that the Holy Ghost is come upon us. And when the Holy Ghost is come upon us, we've got to recognize what Jesus also said. In Revelation chapter 1, verse 8, we hear Jesus saying, I am he that liveth and was dead, and behold, I have the keys of death and hell. Now, if Jesus has the authority over death and hell, then we have got that same power. That same power that Jesus had, because he said, and ye shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon you. So if the Holy Ghost has come upon you, you have the authority or the right to use that power. Now, let's look at authority or power. Now, a policeman has certain rights and has certain authority. If he sees someone breaking the law, he can go up to them and arrest them. Now, but he can also see them breaking the law and do nothing. So what I'm saying here is that although you have the power, if you don't use it, you will not be able to see the wrong things being righted. You will not be able to see what the devil has placed in your way, things being changed, because you have to make sure that you use the authority. The question that I ask today is, are you using the power? Or are you using the authority that has been given unto you? You see, because God expects us to understand how to use the power over the devil, right? Because the devil has got the certain power too, but you have got to change that around, because he was not given dominion over anything. You have been given dominion once you are willing to accept Jesus. The power is now in your hands, right? And you have got to see that the power of the enemy, which is the power the devil will make you, has power like adultery and fornication. And the devil will have certain powers of maybe witchcraft and hatred. And you will have wrath and strife and seditions and heresies. And therefore, you now have to counteract those things which have been passed down to you. They may be, you have inherited certain inherent things that have not been good. And that is why Jesus said, and you have power to cast out demons. Each of us are come with certain demons because they've been passed down to us in our genes. So we have the power now to cast out those demons. So you don't have to say any longer, I was born this way and I'll die this way. No, you don't have to die that way. You just have to use the power. You say, well, how do we use the power? You use the power by speaking to the demons and telling them to leave you and to resist the devil and to submit to God. You've got to learn to resist the devil, to rebuke the devil, to renounce the devil and his evil works and the behaviors that you see in your life. You need to be able to reject, to be able to rebuke, and to cast them out in the name of Jesus. Since Jesus said, these signs shall follow them that believe. In my name they shall cast out devils. So we can cast out devils in the name of Jesus first in ourselves, that we become perfect, that we become pure, that we come under the understanding and the authority of the Spirit of God, so we don't have to be afraid of the demons that will come our way, because they are there, and you have to know this and be able to cast them out. And you've got to understand and appreciate that God has given us the power. He has, and you need to know that. Look again at St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 10. We'll read one verse there.
Gospel, chapter 10. And the verses are?
Verse 19. Yes. Just verse 19.
Okay, verse 19. Behold, I give unto you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you.
Okay, you see that? Jesus said to his disciples, behold, I give you power. And he was specific. He said over scorpions, over the things that would come to cause you to be afraid, right? And he said, look, I give you this power and over the enemy, and nothing shall offend you. So in other words, the devil cannot offend us by causing us to be afraid. The devil cannot offend us. No, because we have the power of the Holy Ghost. Jesus said it, like I said, in Acts chapter 1. And you shall receive power after that the Holy Ghost has come upon us. Therefore, if he has given us the power, we need to use this power. We need to use this power to bring subjection to the bad behaviors in our lives first. We need to use this power to subject bad behaviors of any kind. If we see people, that have got that are filled with demons. In other words, demons are just inhabit behaviors. And therefore, when we talk about demons, we talk about demons that afflict our bodies and show up and sort of demonstrate the behaviors that are not good. We have to be able to understand how to work with these demons. So we are depending upon God's power. As we call upon his name, that we are going to see and we are going to hear the relief that we will get from the powers of darkness, because God has given us that power. Okay, let's look at St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24. St. Luke's Gospel, chapter 24.
And what verse?
Verse 48.
Verse 48. Verse 48 says, and ye are witnesses of those things. And behold, I send the promise of my Father upon you. But tarry ye in the city of Jerusalem until ye be endued with power from on high.
Okay. Here was another time that Jesus was telling his disciples that they were going to receive this power. But they had to tarry or wait. Some people believe that tarrying is praying all night and doing things like that, but it isn't. The word tarry there just means to wait. He said that they should wait in Jerusalem until they be endued with his power. And they will know when they are endued with his power. We will know when we are endued with his power, because we see the difference between Peter. When Peter when Jesus was being crucified, Peter went around, and some maid said to him, thou art one of them, and he denied Jesus. But we see Peter on the day of Pentecost got up and preached a powerful message that caused 5,000 to be converted. So we see when you are filled with the power of the Holy Ghost, the first thing it gives us is boldness. Do you want boldness? authority, because the police can be a police without using the power he has or the authority he has. So if you want to be a powerful Christian, you need to use the power of the Holy Ghost. You need to know that the power of the Holy Ghost is there, and you need to be filled with the power. And as you are filled with the power, you are able to cast out devils. You are able to subdue demons. You are able to walk in faith and in the power of the Holy Ghost. Do you want to walk in the power of the Holy Ghost? Or maybe you are filled with the Holy Ghost, but you do not know that you are. And therefore, you're not using the power you have to cast out demons, to subdue evil spirits, or to renounce the devil. You are not using the power that you have got to cast demons out of yourself and out of people. So we need to be able to recognize that God has given us the power. So every Christian believer that needs to use the power needs to understand what he's got inside of him, what he has got, because the Spirit of God is in us, and we need to be filled with the Holy Ghost to be able to cast out demons and do the things that God would have us to have. I want to pray for you believers today who are filled with the Holy Ghost but have not been doing anything to cast out demons first out of yourself, and then having the power and the boldness to cast out demons out of other people around you, because you have the power and authority. And that power is given to us that we can inflict damage upon the devil and his imps as they come to torment us, as they come to abuse us. We can cast out demons in the name of Jesus. We can cast out behavioral problems that would seem to inflict your mind and cause you to tell lies and cause you to be resentful to people and cause you to be disrespectful. And so you need to be able to understand what the Word is saying to you. If you have this power, you need to use it, because the Word says in Isaiah 54:17, no weapon that is formed against you shall prosper. Therefore, once you have the power, no weapon, okay, whether it be getting angry or being resentful, whether it be telling lies, whatever the problem, God is able to give you the power to overcome every weakness in your life. I want to pray with you now that God will give you the strength to overcome the power of the enemy, that God will give you the strength and the power to be able to accept the fullness of the Holy Ghost so that you can go forward and do great things. Look at the lives of the disciples. The disciples were different. They were bold, and they were able to do things with great boldness. So you can do it once they were filled with the Holy Ghost. I want to pray with you now that God wants you to understand what you have got and be able to use it to bring deliverance and victory to yourself first and to others after. Father, in the name of Jesus, I come before you right now on the behalf of those who are listening, Lord, and they have been, the devil has inflicted them with certain problems that they need to be relieved of. Grant them courage, Lord Jesus. They will be able, Lord Jesus, to speak to the spirits that are tormenting them and to be rebuked to demons and to be filled with the Spirit and to know what they have and to be able to go forward in faith and do what is right. We are dependent upon you, dear Father. Have your own way. Keep us trusting you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. So are you using the power that God has given you this day? So go ahead and rebuke the devil right now and to do so that you can do the things that God has in store for you. Amen. Well, friends and faithful listeners, this is all the time we do have for now. We thank you for listening to our broadcast titled Together for a Change. We would like to hear from you this week to let us know how you are doing, how you're blessing, how we are blessing you with our radio broadcast. Our mailing address is Come Together for Change, at P.O. Box 90553 in Henderson, Nevada, 89009. If you have any questions, and especially if you're in need of prayer or counseling, feel free to call Chaplain, Senior Chaplain Elder Hudson W. Griffin at 702-454-5717. Thank you so much again for listening to our program, and know that you are next in line for an amazing blessing. Just look up and know that God loves you. Amen.
We know that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but it's mighty in Christ for the pulling down of strongholds. We have to have a passion for unity in order to take back what's been stolen from us.